W2TTT.
How you doing there, Gordon? KC2VMA.
Hi, Marco. How are you?
I'm just leaving North Arlington.
My son played a hockey game in an adult league. And he scored the first goal, actually. I think he might have gotten either an assist or another goal. I wasn't quite sure. But he did very well. Fun to watch. He's driving home with my wife. I just came from work, and there was a lightning strike right near where I am in North Arlington.
Okay, it's got lightning coming down there. Okay. And they said it was before the storm coming. It was cloudy and stuff like that. They said it was supposed to rain each day, so it seems like it's unpredictable what's going on with the weather for today and guess the rest of the week or so, because it's been cloudy all week. Careful there. Hey, well, you must be proud of your son there. That's good. Scored a goal in the last hockey. I've been mostly in the... not really into sports that much, but my family has always been going crazy for soccer. You know, Italian family, European, and watching today's game, what is it, Italy and Spain. Spain won the match, the penalty goals. I don't know if you're familiar with too much soccer. I know not too many people are, I guess, but not too much going on in news with soccer and stuff like that. Every once in a while I get into that, watch the... those type of games.
What do you mean? My family? They've been watching soccer every day. Either Jeremy watches it when he's home. He gets home from school relatively early. He watches it, but he's out of school now, so he's been watching the games. And my other son, he works a rotating shift. And he was home today, I'm pretty sure he was watching too. So I got a couple of strikes up here to the north of me. Maybe up as far north as you. Maybe further south, not quite clear. But, are you on an HT or something? You're fully copyable, but you got a lot of noise on your signal.
Now I'm actually on my mobile here, mobile at home actually, JSU 7900, running 20 watts. It might be because the indoor antenna, the antenna is actually right next to the air conditioning. That's maybe disturbing us, so. But yeah, Gordon, that's probably, it's unpredictable with my indoor antenna. Sometimes it comes in, hit the repeater well, and sometimes there's some noise or so, but... I could shut the air conditioning off, maybe make a difference or something. But, I know it's my indoor antenna is, I get playing some air conditioning time. Yeah, let's try to see if I can fix it.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn off your air conditioner for gosh sakes, that would be cruel. Neither here nor there. I haven't been home yet. I drove up from Middletown. It was still in the office after 6 and camped out in the conference room and after our meetings and stayed there. Took another conference call and did some other work. So kind of busy. Lordy, lordy. Anyway, so at this point, I'm getting ready for the TechNet in another couple of minutes. And that should be fun. Next couple of weeks I'll be here. I think I'm all the way good to the very end of July. That last Thursday of July I'm not going to be around, but that's not too bad. And we'll see how that goes after that. And... I was smart enough to pull up next to a tractor trailer and not actually I'm a little quicker off the line than a tractor trailer is, because I've been driving up along Schuyler Avenue down here, and every time this tractor trailer has had to turn, he's been crawling at like 5 miles an hour or less. It's like painful. So when we came to a traffic light that was 4 lanes wide, I made sure I took advantage of that. Anyway, you have questions for the net tonight when we get to it, that'd be great.
All right, good day, Gordon. I hope you hear me a little bit better there, Gordon. I shut the air conditioner off. It's been going on all day, and I apologize if my signal is a little bit weaker, a little noise there. But I don't know, any questions? I can't think of anything, actually. I really can't think of anything. I don't have anything. I know Gary, Gary was on doing a TechNet. Yeah, last week, KD2DDK. That's called KD2DDK. I just asked him for a repeater, the 442-000 repeater. I asked him a very simple question. I don't know. I really have no questions. I'll probably think of something. If something comes up or stuff, an interesting maybe topic or so. Yeah, see how that goes there. Just organizing some things here. I actually ordered, when I talked to you last time at work with the HP there, had the UV5R. And I ordered the U3 one, but a little bit smaller, the 3 one, the UV3R, I believe it is. A little micro Chinese radio that does 2 watts. I ordered one of those things. It's like $35. I don't know. See what I could do with that one. I was just wanted to mess around and get that. See what I could do with that. W2TD2DMA.
Okay, well, the storm is coming from the east, from what I can see. And I'm now driving into little bits of rain, actually large droplets, but, you know, lightly dispersed right now. And then, very good on the UV3R. I'm not so sure I would have bought one, but then again, I have an assortment of other handy talkies. It gets kind of ridiculous after a while. But good for you. If nothing else, you can use it for, like, APRS or as a packable radio. It's just a little harder to program than UV5R, and I thought, you know, it's like, how many different things do I need to program differently? I mean, it gets to be a real pain in the ass to maintain all the different frequency configurations of all the different radios. And right now, you know, it really is a challenge, so I want to, you know, keep it relatively sane. But good. I'm kind of looking for field day reports, too. What do people do? You know, what do they find interesting? What do they find frustrating? What, you know, we can talk about all those things, both the good and the bad, and the like. Over.
Very good there, Gordon. Was it 5 minutes or so? By 9 to 9 o'clock. Yeah, really good day, Gordon. Yeah, field day. I attended field day. The Barrett field day. It was Saturday. Most of the day Saturday, and some of it Sunday. The one thing about field day that I enjoy the people, the company. I really don't like as much as the competition of it myself. I mean, other people that that like to compete more and get many calls as possible, everybody, makes their own judgments and stuff of competition or non-competition. But I enjoyed, I stayed by the GOTA station. People had the GOTA station set up. And it was all, it was pretty neat. It was a lot of fun, actually, socializing, making some contacts here and there. That's what I enjoy a lot about field day, even VHF contests. I enjoy the VHF contests, too. The company, people. That's why I enjoy the most with all these, what they call it, radio sport or contests itself. That's what I enjoy the most about that. But it was a lot of fun though. Farrah did it at the Cresco Park or so, or where they were. I know it was a Cresco, but I don't know if it was, I forgot if it was a park or it was basically like a soccer field that they did it on there. But it was just a lot of fun and all that. And a lot of help and all that good stuff there.
That sounds great. Did they get to use that pavilion?
Yes, they did. Yeah, Gordon. Yeah, that canopy or pavilion thing where we used for basically eating for lunch or breakfast, dinner, all that good stuff there. But yeah, we were able to use that. Just the soccer field though itself, not whatever was the other side where all the homes are. So basically where the field was, we took most of the field.
Okay, what just about balls on the other side?
The other side was, I believe K2ZO had like 80 stations set up. But I heard there was some complaints with homes over there complaining that, I guess last year what we were doing, we were restricted just to the field side. But that building right there, where the other side, where the building is, homes here, and so, they didn't let us go there. So we were all basically in one spot, just the field itself.
I'm trying to imagine what kind of holes they dug that got them in trouble. But you never know. You never know. Anyway. As far as field day goes, yeah, field day can be anything you want it to be, which is nice. I think that VHF contest, however, it can be anything you want it to be, but, you know, take an effort for a club effort. I mean, I'm out of the pocket for a couple of years more until Jeremy stops having his June crazy hockey madness for two more Junes, but after that, then I have more discretionary time in June again. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, why don't we start the net? Another 30 seconds. Let me stand by here. KC2ZMAW2TTT.
Oh, very good there, Gordon. Very good. Good, Gordon. You're going to be at the Furlong Club tomorrow, right? So I got to tell you so I can help you out or give you some information for your radio there. To answer that question, but I'll get over to you then, Gordon. This is KC2ZMA, back to W2TTT.
I will be there, and that would be great if you could. I'll bring a drill, and once we safely and I can even show you one possible spot, but it's interesting about the next step, and we'll talk about that. All right, 7-3 for now, and we'll talk in a minute. KC2ZMA, W2TTT. Any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR. Good answer. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. That is conducted weekly on the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 2-meter repeater located in Alpine, New Jersey on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. The PL is 141.3. PL is 141.3. And the offset is -600. This net is a different kind of net than the one you're used to. Everybody's encouraged to participate, as long as you have a valid amateur radio license that lets you transmit in a 2-meter band. We really, really hope that you will participate. It's about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the underlying sciences and technologies that contribute and support those things. The natural phenomena that support the propagation or perhaps don't support the propagation, and also what we've done and what we've built, our experiences. So we ask stations to check in even if they don't have a question, a comment, or for sale or swap item. We do organize ourselves in a reasonable way, and we do an orderly check-in just to kind of log in who's here and what's what. just out of curiosity, is there a station present who can kind of keep a running roster of who's signed in and what their business is going to be? Could I ask for that first, W2TTT Mobile? ZMA W2TTT, could you be my scribe tonight?
I'll try that, Gordon. Yes, W2TTT, KC2ZMA. No problem there, Gordon.
Do you know who's got a question or comment or for sale item, or swap item, as it were, or some combination of those things? I generally keep it in my head pretty well, but let's rock and roll with it. Thank you, Marco. All right. So, stations with call signs beginning with Whiskey, please call K2BAR with your questions, your comments, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale or swap item, or some combination of those things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
W2JEK, done. None of the above.
Aha, must be the end of June. Hi. Good evening, Donald. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about Novembers?
This is Antonio. One question.
Outstanding, Noel. Good evening. Welcome aboard. Any other Novembers? Okay, let's go to the Alphas. Okay, Mark. I'm sorry, we doubled. Say again.
November, Zulu 2 Kilo with a query for K2BAR.
Z2K with a question. Good. Hey, Paul, welcome aboard. Any other Novembers? Alrighty, how about Alphas? Okay, let's go to Kilo 2s.
This is. KD2 DOA, KD2 DOA, Long Island, New York.
KD2 DOA, very good. What is your name, sir? And will you have questions, comments, or for sale or swap item?
KD2, I'm a new ham, about 6 months in now, and I heard you guys out there. I just wanted to say hello.
Come aboard. What's your name?
First personal is Mike India Kilo Echo. Call is Kilo Delta 2 Delta Oscar Alpha. I'm still trying to get this down to phonetic.
I like that. KD2 dead on arrival. Welcome aboard, Mike. Okay, very good. Alrighty, any other kilos?
KC2ZMA. I don't know if I have to check myself in there.
You check yourself in. That's cool. What's your pleasure? Any questions, comments, or for sale or swap?
No questions or comments at this time there, Gordon. I'm writing everybody down here.
Very fine. No problem, Marco. Any other kilos? Any type?
KC2 UNH, Paul Harrington Park. One question.
Hey, Paul, KC2 UNH, W2, Tango, 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 K2BAR. Very good. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos?
Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Yankee Bravo. No traffic.
Evening, Rich. Welcome aboard. Awesome. All right. Any other kilos?
K2ZO. Just one comment.
K2ZO with a comment. Very good. Welcome aboard, James. Any other kilos?
K2AMI, Tony. With a for sale item, but no comments and no questions.
Very good, Tony. We got you. We're going to do that probably soon. Any other kilos? Any other call sign, whether we've covered it or not,
Please call K2BAR.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy with a comment.
Hey, Randy, Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra with a comment. Very good. And who was the other station?
Gordon, this is W2PDQ checking in.
Okay, what's your pleasure?
Just maybe perhaps one simple comment.
A W2PDQ with a simple comment. Alrighty, any other stations? W2LCN, but yeah, I hear you, but boy, I couldn't copy Jack Diddley out of it. I just know who it is. Rick, we got you there, but we're going to have to, I don't know what your pleasure is, so we're going to have to come back to you in a bit. Any other stations? Brady, well, let's do this first. This is my normal thing. I'll try to do the for sale or swap items first, and then we'll do some comments, and then we'll rock through the questions. So, first things first, K2AMI, your for sale or swap item, Tony, K2BAR.
I just heard a good clap of thunder. I guess there's some thunder and lightning in the area. Anyway, I decided I'd like to sell my my vintage, 1980s vintage TS-940. I have the speaker, an MT-60 microphone, SM-220 pan adapter, and the radio, which does have even the voice readout on it. It's in mint condition. You know, it's got limited use. I'm not a big DXer. Love the radio, but I just have been told I've got to downsize a bit. So anybody interested, please contact K2AMI at ARL.net.
Anybody need any contact information for Tony on that? Tony, thank you very much. I got one, actually. Okay, welcome to Paramus. Those lightning strikes started in Fort Lee. That was the one you commented on, Tony. Then there was one to the north and a little closer. And then there was one right behind me around 4 and 17. That was what you just heard a second ago, probably through the microphone. That was pretty exciting. You guys have probably seen those green poles. There used to be a guy who showed up to our ham fest with a trailer load of them, and he'd sell those little green 4-foot poles. He hasn't been coming around lately. And